gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for July the 27th, 2009. We will begin the meeting by an invocation by Commissioner Senegal and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Alfred. Will you stand?
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, we bless you this day. Bless you for the rain. Bless you for all of the county workers, the lives of mine, law enforcement, those abroad that protect our heart. Thank you. Bless the family. Bless the court. We ask these blessings.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you very much. We will have a workshop immediately following court regarding our bridge replacement projects. Okay, under purchasing, item A, receive and file bids for IFB, a term contract for pest control services for the county. Item B, approve specs for IFB for runway 16-34 rehabilitation. Item C, consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by the local government code to auction by Horn Auction, Inc. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, August 1st, 2009 at 9 o'clock a.m. We have a motion on these items. Motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Commissioners. Item A, consider authorizing the county judge to enter a burn ban order or to rescind. And we already have a burn ban order, and today we're considering rescinding it. And that's A. B, receive and file an assignment of easement from Jefferson County to Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 for purposes of flood control and improving drainage in the Central Garden area. Is there a motion to...
Judge, I'll make a motion.
Okay. Second. And any discussion? All of the knowledgeable people involved have agreed that the burn ban should be lifted due to the recent rain. So, all right, all in favor of those items say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Airport. Item A, consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Herbert Duke Yeoman, Fire Chief, Interim Operations Manager, to travel to St. Paul's, Minnesota to inspect new fire trucks August the 19th through the 21st, 2009. All expenses will be paid by Rossenbauer of America. Item B, consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Richard Jennings, Airport mechanic, to attend Rossenbauer Airwolf vehicle maintenance training October 13th through the 16th, 2009, St. Paul, Minnesota. The estimated cost of this trip is $2,802.39. Is there a motion on those items?
So moved.
Okay. And I have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor. Item A, receive and file monthly financial and operating statement for the month ending May 31st, 2009. Item B, consider and approve issuance of home buyout checks. Checks will be released to the title, will not be released to the title company until federal funding is received. It's check number 319461 through check number 319467 for $623,832.49. Item C, payment of regular county bills, check number 319174 through check number 319460. To have a motion on these.
So moved.
Have a motion, second. Close enough.
With that said, we probably ought to, for public information, it's actually funds provided by the National Flood Insurance Program through FEMA. And it's not county dollars, the county's acting as a facilitator in this entire process.
Anything further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous, county clerk. Item A, consider and possibly approve an expenditure from the county clerk record management fund in the amount of $14,000 for county court at law and probate court jackets. Have a motion, do we have a second? Second, discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering, item A, receive and file amendment to project corporation agreement between General Land Office and Jefferson County for U.S. Corps of Engineers, Sabine Pass to St. Louis Pass Shoreline Erosion Feasibility Study. That is GLO contract number 02-473-000-0046. Amendment number nine, this agreement will reflect a termination date of August 31, 2011. Project is located in Precinct 3. Item B, consider and possibly approve revision of the Jefferson County Flood Damage Prevention Order, which adds a severability clause, definition of a coastal V-zone, and requirements in V-zone. Item C, execute, receive, and file revision of Jefferson County Flood Damage Prevention Order, which adds a severability clause to those zones previously mentioned in item BD. Consider and possibly approve a replat of Walthall Place, tract 10-A through 10-E, being 1.147 acres of land, replat of part of lots 10, 11, and 12 in Block 9 of Central Garden. Project is located in Precinct 2. Have a motion on these? Have a motion, second. And a second, discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous, Sheriff's Department. Consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Walter Billingsley for 40 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County. Item B, consider and possibly approve out-of-state training for Sergeant T. Malfino and Deputy D. Nance to attend the 17th Annual Motor Vehicle Criminal Interdiction Training Conference, August 17th through the 21st, 2009, in Indianapolis, Indiana. All the cost of this will be paid for by the Sheriff's Drug Asset Forfeiture Fund. Do we have a motion on these two items?
I'd like to make the motion with a question. If I get a second. If we disapprove item A on Walter Billingsley's resolution, does that mean he can't leave?
I won't sign this if you don't. I got a call from your boss this morning, Walter, who's out of state, as you may know. And the primary purpose of that phone call was to say, number one, how much he regrets not being here today. And he said he will see you Friday. Isn't that when our party is? Friday. And he went on to say that the job you have done for this county during your tenure has been unequaled. And as a result of that, Jefferson County has truly been blessed by your service. I'm paraphrasing a little of it. But anyway, that's what he meant. And I want you to know that a lot of us feel the same way. And we're going to miss you. We're going to miss you. I need to read this. Whereas Walter A. Billingsley has devoted 20 years of his life to serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Walter A. Billingsley has dedicated his talent and his service as a major in narcotics and law enforcement at the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, and whereas Walter A. Billingsley has pledged his service as an assistant deputy chief in law enforcement to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and whereas Walter A. Billingsley has devoted his service as a deputy chief in the service division and at the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Walter A. Billingsley has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Walter A. Billingsley is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by his friends and his co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners' Court of Jefferson County, in a regular meeting duly convened and acting in its capacity as a governing body of Jefferson County, does hereby honor and commend Walter A. Billingsley for his dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County and wishes him the best in his retirement. Okay? Job well done. Well done. See you Friday. Okay, is that, oh, denim. Oh, how did I miss that? Yeah, I have it. I just didn't have it marked on here. Under County Commissioners, we have three addendums. Item C, consider authorizing the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement for the housing of prisoners between Jefferson County and Harris County. Item D, consider and possibly authorize the judge to execute a Fourth Amendment to the management service agreement between Jefferson County and the GEO Group. This relates to the county's agreement with GEO Inc. for housing of prisoners. Item E, receive and file executed Fourth Amendment of the management service agreement between Jefferson County and the GEO Group, Inc. Have a motion on these?
I'll amend my motion under Sheriff's Department to include all items under Sheriff's Department and County Commissioners as part of my motion.
Okay.
I'll amend my second.
Okay. So I think, Mr. Manus, the interlocal agreement has been reviewed by your office. Okay. And the prisoners who are presently here will be maintained there till the 31st. Is that my understanding? Well, of course, that's next Friday. Okay. 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 And I, Commissioner Senegal just reminded me of something. We want to hear from you, Walter. Would you come up? And we're going to record it for posterity.
Did we vote? Did we ever vote?
I hope not.
We do need to vote on all these.
Okay, before you talk, we're gonna vote on these items. Did I have a motion and a second?
Yes, sir, for all items under Sheriff's Department and County Commissioners.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. All right, sir.
I wanna. Pleasure. All of you. Sheriff. Present court and several. Auditing. All the. Very big pleasure. Long time. Had a over 40-year career in law enforcement. And last 27 months. Everything from fingerprint examiner, dispatcher, criminal investigator, patrol officer, supervisor, supervisors, most of them. I've tried to learn as much back as. Like it's. Tried to. Deal with those that come behind me. One is learn all you can about your job. Best job you can, task that you're given. Above all, last and ever come. I feel like.
You want to introduce your.
Certainly.
Successor?
Well, Captain Mark Duke. I, Deputy. Did you, I can know. Call me.
You reckon you'll be getting some of those calls? Yeah, a few.
I want to call those. My last few years. Handling the budget. Radio. Manager. Seen law enforcement.
Would you be interested in working part-time interdiction on I-10?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Done that before, and I'm not gonna ride it again, but you know, maybe I'll go ride and help.
You paid your dues.
You're doing the helicopter.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll spot them and chase them for you in the helicopter.
Well, Chris, we're certainly gonna miss you, and I know you have some family members here, too. You wanted to introduce those? Okay.
No, that's far.
That's what they're supposed to be doing.
That's a good thing.
Foreman. And in the future, still won't be able to make it.
You got your fellow pilots back there? They stand.
Right hand and left hand person. There's a number of people here. Probably gonna.
Judge, if I may, in fairness to Walter, he's a pretty low-key guy and he's very modest. When he took the assignment he's got now, we'd gone from a budget of about $6.5 million to a budget of about $18 million. In a couple of years, and getting a hold of the Sheriff's Department's budget was kind of like herding cats. And it was really something to try to get a handle on and focus the efforts and the money in that department. And when Walter came in, and I think I said this during budget hearings, there was an immediate difference. Walter had a real knack for trying to work with the different department heads. That's a very complicated department. It's a major law enforcement agency, but it's also a multi-million dollar operation. And Walter basically operated as the comptroller for the Sheriff's Department and got that budget and those expenditures in hand. And what was nice, and I think what is really complimentary and it speaks well of Walter's abilities, is when you talk to the deputies, they appreciated the job he was doing, because when they went to Walter, he either said, yes, we can do it, or he said, well, we can probably do it, but maybe not the way you're thinking about it. Let's see how we can get it done. And then from the commissioner's court's perspective is that we knew that the money was being managed wisely, and we knew that when Walter asked for something in the budget, it was generally something they really needed. Prior to Walter being there, I think it was, and this wasn't just Sheriff's Department, a lot of departments asked for twice what they needed, hoping they got half of it, and that's what they needed to start with. When Walter came in, he made very fair and honest presentations to commissioner's court, and we had a pretty good feel that if the money was there, we probably ought to do it, because Walter was very straightforward and very candid in his request, and it's something I very much appreciated, and I think it served the county well, and I think it served the Sheriff's Department well, so I appreciate it, Walter.
Thank you again, man. God bless you. Is there anything further?
I guess enlighten the public this morning, myself, Commissioner Arnold, former Commissioner Ed Moore, the mayor of the city of Beaumont, and Councilman Pate was out at Ford Fields. Mr. Tommy Boston put on a tournament, and this year the tournament had only 78, and I say only because it normally runs around 123 teams, only 78, but only two teams were from Jefferson County, are from the local area, all of them from outside this area, 10 of them from out of California, so that's still a big boost to us. And I wanted to state it, because that was the venue that kind of started off Ford Park, and that commissioner at the time, Ed Moore, it was to be a truck stop in the ball fields. But right now, that's the shining star out there. So I wanted to make sure, and I was glad that they took the time to let him throw out the first pitch, because it was what it started from. But it's very well out there, large number of teams, and they're all from outside the area, so they're living in our hotels, eating our food, and enjoying our Southeast Texas hospitality.
Thank you, Commissioner. Anything else? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you for coming.